preach right with me. Lord Jesus, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. If I ever had the opportunity to write a book, I would look for really well-known people to put some comment on the dust.
Yeah.
Isn't that what you do? You want somebody whose name is known or has some impressive title or some good resume so that people will think, well, if that person thinks this book is worthy, then I guess maybe it's worth my time to buy it and read it. That's what I would do. That's not what Matthew and Luke did, however, in telling the story of Jesus and in choosing the witnesses among all the various people who were around and about at the time of Jesus' birth. They didn't go for the people with the good resume. They didn't go for the people with the impressive titles. I mean, not even the mayor of Bethlehem made it. He's never mentioned. Matthew, and remember that the Gospel of Matthew was written to a Jewish audience, very much targeted to a Jewish audience. And Matthew records not some good Jews. He picks people from another country, and not just people from another country, but of the worst sort. They were astrologers. They were diviners. They dabbled in witchcraft. And those are the ones, the worst people imaginable. And that's who Matthew chooses to use as the witness to this great moment of Jesus' birth. Luke, on the other hand, makes a different selection among the various people that have come around. Luke is writing primarily to a non-Jewish audience, a Greek audience. And he picks shepherds. You know, we're used to hearing about shepherds coming to see the baby Jesus. And perhaps we have this kind of romanticized picture of shepherds, because we've all seen those lovely paintings of Jesus with a sheep on his shoulders. And so we have this lovely image. That's not the way shepherds were thought of in that day. They were dirty. They were uneducated. They lived out in the field with the sheep. It was a very low-level job. Frankly, they smelled like sheep poop. That's the way it was. They were not liked. They were not well thought of. And no Greek person, no non-Jewish person, would think that a shepherd was a reputable witness. These were not smart people. They were not educated people. They were the lowest of the low. Do you remember when Jesse, the father of King David, was asked by the prophet Samuel to bring his son? Because remember, Samuel said, God has called one of your sons to be the king. And so Jesse brought his sons in and faithfully paraded them in front of Samuel one by one. And Samuel asked the Lord, is it this one? No, not this one. Gets through all of them, and finally Samuel says, what's the deal? Is this it? Is this all of them? And Jesse had to admit, no, there's still the youngest. He's out watching the sheep. Because that's what you leave the youngest, least important one to do, is to be out watching the sheep. But Jesus chose that one. Why? I think there's at least a couple of reasons. Jesus always comes the outsider. Jesus always comes to the one who is of no account, to the one who the people in power think mean nothing. In fact, if you look, Jesus only comes before the people in power at the very end of his life. The rest of the time, he comes to the regular folks like you and me. Remember when the children were trying to come to him and the disciples were trying to keep them away because you don't want to be bothered with the little urchins? And Jesus said, no, let the little children come to me. Or when he is at the well, the woman who he asks for help, divorced 5 times, of such disrepute in her own community that she came to the well in the middle of the day where she wouldn't have to be confronted by the other women of the community who would be gossiping and talking trash about her. And that's the one that Jesus chose. Always the outsider. Always the one who is of no account. I find great comfort in that. Because it reminds me that it's not about my resume. It's not about my title. It's not about how well known I am or what a wonderful reputation I may have. God comes to the ones who are of no account, to the yous and the me's of this world. Not important, nothing special, no celebrity status. God comes to you and to me. We're not left out. This isn't just somebody who wants to deal with the important people, the big people, with the regular folks like you. And then we are the ones who are to be his witnesses. We are the ones who are to tell the story. Look at what's in common between the Magi, sometimes called the wise men, and the shepherds. They both saw that something different was happening. They got up off their duffs, they went to see, and then they told what they had seen. None of them were theologically sophisticated. None of them went to seminary. None of them had spent years studying the scriptures. They simply got up from where they were. They encountered the living Jesus, and then they told others what they had encountered. It always kind of saddens me so often when I talk to Christians, Episcopalian and others, about being a witness for Jesus. So often people are held back from saying something about their faith in Jesus or their encounter with Jesus because, well, you know, I might not know what to say. What if I don't have the right answers? What if I don't say it well enough? You know? As though our witness depends on our intellectual cleverness. God doesn't ask us to have all the answers. God doesn't ask us to have it all nice and neat packed. He simply asks us to tell what we could see. It doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to be sophisticated. You don't have to have all the right answers. All you have to do is be truthful about what you've experienced. God comes to the people who are of no account. And it is the people who are of no account who can then, in turn, be his witnesses to other people who are of no account. Because you know what? We are infinite account. God. We may not be much in the course of this world, but we know everything. He came for us, you and me, regular people. Not even worried about the mayor of that one. Just ordinary. And then he calls us to respond by simply being his witnesses, being willing to go and tell the story of what he has managed.